Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is a legislative director for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and he joins us to talk about their Storm the Hill initiative as well as their Big Six priorities for 2018 and beyond. He is Tom Porter. Tom, good morning. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you. I'm doing great. Thanks.
So you, of course, are someone who has served in the military within the reserve community. Can you tell us just a little bit about your service, where you've traveled to, what you've done while you've been in?
Thanks a lot for asking. I've been in the military reserves for going on 22 years now. I came to Washington, D.C. in 1996, enlisted at that time, and it was commissioned later. It's been a terrific career, very exciting. I've gotten so many opportunities from the military, sent me around the world, many countries, deployments to Middle East, Arabian Gulf, Afghanistan, and I've got to do a lot on behalf of our country and work with a lot of different military members, both American and our allies.
And, of course, continuing to serve the veteran community as well through your job as legislative director in IAVA. Tom, tell me, how did you come to be a part of the IAVA team? How did your journey eventually lead you to IAVA?
It's a great question. After over 20 years working on Capitol Hill and in government relations, and after a number of deployments, I had wanted to do something for veterans and military families. Didn't know exactly how to do that. I didn't know anybody in the veterans community. And I had learned about this job as legislative director for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and it turned out to be a perfect fit. I've met some outstanding people and military families, veterans from across the spectrum. It's extremely rewarding to work on behalf of military families and veterans.
And, of course, there are those out there who will hear legislative director and go, all right, well, he's got something to do with legislation. But give us just the basic breakdown of what a legislative director for a VSO like IAVA, what does that job entail exactly?
Thanks. Legislative director manages and leads the Capitol Hill efforts for an organization. That's what I do for IAVA. So I go to the Capitol Hill and I talk about our priorities. We have a number of big priorities that we've always been focused on, like combating the crisis of suicide amongst veterans and troops, defending the GI Bill, improving services for women veterans, and reforming government so it works better for the veteran and the military member. That's what I do for IAVA in Washington, D.C.
And we're speaking with the legislative director for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, Mr. Tom Porter. Now, Tom, you guys have a lot going on right now. It's kind of that season for all of the VSOs where the legislative pushes begin and the kind of the new focuses for the new year are going on. So the Storm the Hill event for IAVA, tell us a little bit about that and what exactly that's going to entail. I mean, I know it kicks off today, but beyond that, what is the focus of Storm the Hill for 2018?
It's very exciting, and it's something that we've been doing since 2005. It's our premier leadership development and advocacy event for IAVA, where we have members come in from all over the country, various backgrounds, various ranks, different service, but we all have in common the desire to help veterans and improve the lives of veterans in our military community. So we're joining each other here at our offices, at our headquarters in D.C. in a few minutes, as soon as I get off this call, and we're going to talk about Capitol Hill, our priorities, and our schedule of events, and how we're going to roll all this out to members of Congress today and this week.
When you look at that schedule of events, what are some highlights that stick out for you? Things that you guys have planned, items that you want to touch on, really the things that you think are the most important and that people would be the most interested in finding out about?
Well, we're going to roll out our top six, our big six priorities for 2018 at a congressional lunch release event on Capitol Hill today. That's going to be a big deal. Members of Congress from both parties and their staffs, veterans community associates of ours, and our members are all going to be at this launch event where we're going to tell Congress what our priorities are for this coming year. Very exciting. So that's our key event that's going to kick everything off. And then we're going to meet with members of Congress from both parties throughout this week and communicate to them what we want to see them act on this year for veterans.
And when you look at that big six, you guys are announcing them today. I don't know if it's all under wraps still. What can you tell us about the big six and what IAVA's focus is going to be for 2018?
Right. Well, much of our focus has been in the last few years on what I'd mentioned before, combating suicide amongst troops and veterans. It's a crisis still where 20 military service members and veterans die by suicide each day. That's a tragedy, and we've got to knock that down and eliminate that crisis. We've got our campaign that we launched last year, the She Who Borne the Battle campaign to improve services for our women veterans at the VA. We've got our campaign to defend the GI Bill from cuts and abuse. That's something that we've been very aggressive on over the last couple of years. And then we've got a VA reform, making sure that the VA works for all veterans. Those have been our key issues and focus areas, but we're adding two more exciting issues. And yes, that's under wraps, so you'll have to wait for the launch today and follow us on social media. For all of your listeners, you can find that out. You can follow us on Capitol Hill as we release this launch. We're at facebook.com/IAVA.org and on Twitter @IAVA.
And, of course, that's where people can go to find out all about IAVA as an organization and what they are doing for the veteran community. And along with, of course, being active legislatively, letting, of course, Congress people know and getting the veteran voice out there, particularly of the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. IAVA, Tom, is kind of unique in the way that it's set up in that it's not exactly like the other VSOs as far as what it takes to be a member. So can you tell us just a little bit about that? If someone is interested in becoming part of IAVA, what do they need to do, if anything, to become an IAVA member?
Well, you can go to IAVA.org and join. You do not have to be a veteran of the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, although many of our members are. We are the primary or most popular veterans organization for post-9/11 veterans. And so if you're a veteran of any conflict, of any era, we would love to have you. We also enjoy having family and friends and supporters of ours. That's something that post-9/11 groups tend to be a little bit different on, is that we celebrate everybody in our community and all of our supporters and our veterans. And so, again, if you'd like to join for free at IAVA.org.
And of course, IAVA is an organization that's working as all of the VSOs, or I should say most of them, at least all the ones that I'm aware of, are working to basically make things better for the veteran community in a variety of ways. And of course, as the legislative director for one of the big VSOs, I want to ask you about this. There are people out there who I think want to get more involved, but just don't quite know how they can or how they should do that. So as someone who's been doing this for IAVA now for a while, how would you recommend someone who wants to get involved in the legislative process and getting involved in trying to make sure that programs for veterans are maintained, improved, induced, how should they go about first starting to try and get involved?
Sure. Veterans groups are diverse. And there are many of them. IAVA is not the only one. I would encourage all veterans and supporters, family members, to get engaged with a VSO or or many of them. There's a lot of different choices, but IAVA, again, is the primary voice for post-9/11 veterans. Membership is free at IAVA.org. Many of our members are very active. What sets us apart from a lot of other VSOs is our activism, social media and media presence. We do a lot of it. Oftentimes, our leaders are on national networks, on cable news, and we're also on the trade press, speaking directly to veterans and military community. And that media presence amplifies our message, sets us apart from many. We do work with many of the other veterans groups. They are our friends, and we work together on almost all things. Our focus tends to be on assisting post-9/11 veterans. And so if anybody wants to join us in that, we'd love to have you. Join IAVA at IAVA.org, and we'll get you involved.
Tom, when we look at 2017, just since we kicked off in June when Connecting Vets came into being, it was a pretty big year as far as moving on legislation with things like the Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act coming in at the VA. And it seemed that legislation pertaining to veterans got more bipartisan support than any other type of legislation, I think it's safe to say. Do you think that 2018 is going to be a year that we see that continue and even grow more? Well, what kind of hopes do you have for 2018 as far as legislation as it pertains to vets?
We've got a lot of hopes, and I'm glad you brought up the VA Accountability and Whistleblower Protection Act. That was a big deal for us. Back when the VA scandal showed that there was a major problem across the VA, across the country, that became a big priority for IAVA, along with our other friends in the veteran community. We've been pushing aggressively to get that law passed, and we were so fortunate that everything lined up this past year and was finally passed into law, and that gives the secretary the tools to remove bad acting employees. This year, there's even more going on in terms of VA reform. Right now, there's legislation that the major VSOs and IAVA are strongly pushing that reforms the health care programs of the Veterans Health Administration and streamlines those processes and eligibility and improves the care that is delivered to the veteran. And so that's important. That bill that we support was passed out of the Senate Veterans Committee not too long ago, and we're hoping that it gets to the floor soon. That's a primary a piece of legislation that IAVA and others would like to see passed in the near future.
We're speaking with Tom Porter. Tom is Legislative Director of Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, a.k.a. IAVA. And, you know, as you're hopeful for 2018, I imagine there've got to be some things that you're worried about, that you're thinking maybe we won't see get done, that we really need to. Is there anything that sticks out when you look ahead to the rest of the year as, you know, possible worries that are out there, possible pitfalls that could face the veteran community when it comes to legislation?
Well, I'm glad you asked that. The legislation that I just spoke to, the Caring for Our Veterans Act, bipartisan legislation by Chairman Isaacson from Georgia, we are supportive of that. We know that there are other efforts that may detract from that effort. We're concerned that any effort to take resources away from the VA or remove funds from the VA may decrease services for veterans. And we want to make sure that any program that gets finalized in this legislation does not dismantle the VA or lead towards down the roads towards privatization.
Yeah, and that is a big one that we hear people talking about. We've talked to people on both sides of the issue of VA privatization. However, it seems that the major VSOs, IAVA included, are all kind of on board with keeping privatization at least to a minimum, doing only as much as is necessary. So when it comes to the issue of VA privatization and legislation, how do you see things moving this year on that? I mean, is that going to be a big focus for IAVA? And if there is movement, in a way that your organization doesn't particularly care for, is there any way for you guys to respond to that or to try to react to it?
Sure, we're responding to it now. We're talking about it now, and we have been. I first wanted to underscore that we know that there is a strong role for the private sector in the delivery of care to veterans. That's indisputable. What our major concern is that when that veteran walks through the door of the VA, that they're not just given a card to say, go out and get your own health care out in the private sector. That may sound nice to some, but we want to make sure that veteran is assigned a primary care physician at the VA who is accountable for that care. And that doctor and the veteran make the decision together about what's best for the veteran, whether it's care out in the community or care in the VA. But regardless of where that care is delivered, or a combination of both, regardless of where that care is delivered, that VA physician is accountable for that care to that veteran and make sure that veteran is cared for. And this should be the case for the life of the veteran at the VA.
Any movement that happens on veteran care or veterans' issues in this country starts off with legislation, and that's why I, of course, think it's incredibly important for veterans to pay attention to what's taking place on Capitol Hill as well as at the state and local levels. For you, when you look at it, do you think the veteran community is as informed as they should be on what's happening legislatively? And if not, what can we do to increase, the veteran understanding and intelligence when it comes to looking at legislation and how it can affect us?
Right. I would love it for people to pay a lot more attention. It benefits them. It benefits their families. Pay attention in the news. Stay in touch with current developments. There's a lot in the news right now in terms of VA and its reforms and the leadership of the VA. Veterans need to be engaged, and they're doing the right thing by coming to Capitol Hill, being engaged with Congress. We're seeing it from our brothers and sisters from other veterans groups that we've seen over the last couple of weeks coming to Capitol Hill and testifying. And our IAV members are in town now, and we're about to see them walk through our front door in a few minutes, and they're becoming engaged, some of them for the very first time. So more and more of our members are becoming engaged, watching us on social media, communicating with us through all means, and we just encourage more to do that and communicate to us what they'd like to see from IAVA and how to advocate on behalf of them on Capitol Hill.
We've been speaking with Tom Porter, Legislative Director for Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, about their Storm the Hill event, which kicks off today. They have some very high hopes for getting a lot of big things done in our nation's capital this year. And I imagine, Tom, as well, on the local and state level, of course, that's kind of up to the organization and the membership. So if people want to find out more about the legislative priorities for IAVA, some of which are going to be revealed later today and in the coming days, where can they go to find out more about IAVA and what you guys are doing on Capitol Hill?
Thanks for asking. Again, IAVA.org is our webpage, and if you go there, you'll see a tab that says IAVA in Washington. That will list all of our legislation that we support so far in the 115th Congress. It will include our testimony. It will include a special page for our She Who Born the Battle campaign to fill gaps in care for women veterans. You'll see Storm the Hill videos and photos and agenda items. Again, it's all at IAVA.org, and you can look for everything that we're doing, and you can follow along. Again, you can follow us on social media at IAVA on Twitter and on Facebook at facebook.com/IAVA.org.
Tom Porter, Legislative Director for IAVA, thank you so much for joining us on the Morning Briefing this morning. We really appreciate your time.
Thanks. Great to be with you. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.